Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. This past Sunday, obviously, was a little bit different because of what's happening nationally, but we still had a chance to gather as a church family online. And I got to share briefly out of John chapter 12. And the question that I was wrestling with as I studied part of John chapter 12 is you have this beautiful picture of this crowd that's gathered to celebrate Jesus as he's coming into Jerusalem, celebrating him as their king. And one of the questions that I was interested in was, why were they there? Like, why was this crowd there to wave palm branches and to cry out Hosanna? And the text actually tells us. Now, there may be other reasons that the text doesn't tell us, but the text explicitly says that the crowd cheered because the crowd heard. The crowd cheered because the crowd heard. Specifically, the text tells us that Jesus, who had just raised Lazarus from death to life, there were people who were there and they saw that. And the text tells us that those people continued to bear witness. And the crowd who gathered to wave palm branches and to shout Hosanna, which means save us now or salvation today, they were there because they heard. And that reminded me of two really important things, especially as we navigate pretty uncharted territory, at least in my lifetime, and are kind of wondering, man, how can we find hope in God's word? And the two things that I want to remind you of really briefly this morning is, first, that Jesus makes us new. Just like Jesus had the authority and the love and the power to call Lazarus from death to life, Jesus is still calling people from death to life. Now we do that not by being physically dead and having him call us out of a tomb, but we do that when we hear by the Spirit the call to repent of our sin and to place our trust in God's son Jesus, and he saves us completely and gives us the gift of eternal life. He makes us new. But since we're new, we are also missionaries. And just like the people who saw Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, Jesus has told us to continue to bear witness about him because we are missionaries. And so you and I, no matter what is going on in our world, have the incredible privilege and responsibility of continuing to bear witness about who Jesus is and what he has done, that he has died to pay the penalty for our sin, that he lives again, and he now sits at the right hand of God the Father, interceding for all of us who have called upon his name. And so this morning, I want to remind you that in Christ, we are new, and in Christ, we are missionaries, and we have the incredible privilege to continue to bear witness about who Jesus is and what he has done. And so I want to encourage you this morning to think about the question, you know, who is your one? If we as missionaries do whatever it takes to reach the one, then who is that one person or those one to three people who you're praying for and you're intentionally looking to reach out to so that they might hear about the amazing things that Jesus Christ has accomplished for us? So let's take a minute and let's pray. And let's thank God that he brings people from death to life through his son Jesus Christ, that he makes us new. And let's also ask him to help us as we seek to bear witness about what he has done for us. Father in heaven, we love you, we praise you, we thank you that in Christ you offer everyone who repents of sin and calls on Jesus's name, you offer to make us new, you make us new. But God, also you send us to bear witness, not about ourselves, but about your son, Jesus Christ. Father, please help us to do that. Specifically, help us to know who our one is. And Father, help us to do whatever it takes to reach the one. God, we love you and we're so thankful that you loved us first and expressed that love through your son, Jesus. We pray all of these things in his holy name. Amen. We want to give you a few moments now to pray on your own as well. Well, thanks again for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope that you have an awesome day. God bless.